Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Shraddha Doshi and I practice in Mumbai. My today's podcast is about how diabetes affects your mental health. A mental health problem can make it very hard to stick to your diabetes care plan. Your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs and your attitudes can affect how your healthy normal body system is. A lot of times, mental health issues can give you stress, which can indirectly give you increased blood sugars as well. And untreated mental health issues can make diabetes worse, whereas the problems with diabetes can make the mental health issues worse. So depression is one of those medical illnesses that causes feelings of sadness and often a loss of interest in activities that you used to initially enjoy. It can get in the way of how well you function at work and at home, including taking care of your diabetes. When you're not able to manage your diabetes well, your risk goes up for all the diabetes-related complications like the heart disease, the nerve damage, the kidney issues, and many more. People with diabetes are, as it is, 3 to 4 times more likely to have depression than people without diabetes. Treatment could be anything. It can be counseling, it can be therapy, it can be medicine. All the modes of treatment are usually very effective, but without treatment, depression often gets worse. Symptoms of depression can be ranging from mild to severe, and they include feeling sad or empty, losing interest in favorite activities, overeating or not wanting to eat at all, not being able to sleep or sleeping too much, having trouble concentrating or making decisions, feeling tired a lot, feeling hopeless, feeling irritable, feeling anxious all the times, and feelings of unnecessary guilt. Having aches or pains, which cannot be pinpointed to any specific thing or any specific cause. Having headaches, cramps, or digestive problems. Sometimes patients even have suicidal thoughts or suicidal tendencies. One more mental health issue is stress and anxiety. Stress, again, is a part of the daily urban life, from traffic jams to family demands to everyday diabetes care. Sometimes people deal with all these things as their routine, but sometimes even a small thing like a traffic jam or just taking a pill for managing your diabetes can be stressful to certain patients. The blood sugar levels can be affected too. As like I said earlier, the stress hormones make the blood sugars rise or fall unpredictably. Stress from being sick or injured can also make the blood sugar go up. Being stressed for a long time can lead to other health issues as well, or it can also make them worse. So anxiety, which includes constant feelings of being fearful or being on the edge, is how your mind and body can react to stress. Managing a long-term condition like diabetes or hypertension is also a major source of anxiety for some. You can help lower your stress and anxiety by following some quick steps. First and foremost, get active. Even a quick walk can be calming and the effect can last for hours. Quick walking or brisk walking or swimming or any other cardio activity can release a host of positive hormones in your body, and they help you feel better for a long, long time. Doing these cardio exercises regularly can help you maintain your blood sugars and other chronic diseases as well, along with managing your stress, anxiety, depression, and host of other mental health issues. Second, always try to do some relaxation exercises like meditation or yoga. Do something that you like, which will make you feel happy, like reading a book or painting or any other hobby activity that you used to enjoy. Third, limit the amount of alcohol, caffeine, start eating healthy food, and get enough sleep. If you think you might have depression, stress, or anxiety, get in touch with your doctor right away for help in getting the right treatment. The earlier these issues are treated, the better for you, your quality of life, and your diabetes as well. Thank you so much.